I thank the Lord this morning for his mercy, for the love that he's given. I thank him for what I've been listening to these good brethren has brung you the word of God in power, and it's been felt here this morning, and it's better felt than told. And if I say anything this morning, I hope it's by the power of the Almighty that comes down and through his revelation and through his power that God will send to the hearts the things that needs to be spoken. And he is the heart searcher and the rain trier this morning of the children of men. And he searches the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of man's heart. God knows my heart this morning. Sometime, though we're torn and broken down inside, yet when the Lord speaks with that low, still voice that Brother Roger was talking about, it brings comfort in the time of the storm. It brings peace when it seems like there is no peace in this world. We can find comfort in the words of the Lord. I'm glad the day to be among the living. I'm glad the day to feel that I've got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning? Are you ready to go with the commanding call? Whether you be young or old, today's the day of salvation, if you will hear his voice. Today is the day, brethren, that he said the day, if you will hear his voice and harden not your hearts, and if you will hear his voice and take heed to that voice, that he will come unto you, and he will come into you, and he will sup with you. And he will sup with you like none other, brethren, as you have ever had in this world. No wonder that he said, come and taste of the Lord and see that he's good. And come and hear this sweet sound of his voice, brethren, as he begins to speak. Why the Pharisees in the days of old, they said, why have you not brung him unto us? But they said, Brother Terry, never a man spake like this man. He speaks with authority this morning. And I want you to know today, never a man I ever spoke to me like the voice of Jesus when I was just a young man. Just a young man in life, I heard his voice begin to speak. And call unto me, son. Where are you going down that road? I know hell was going to be my home. But brethren, I declare today there was a time come in my life, Brother Terry, that I got afraid of dying and going down to a devil's hell. And I began to take heed as unto the voice, as unto the light that shined in a dark place until that day dawn and that day star rose in my heart, Brother Lon. That voice is still leading me onward, gently moving on down to life. And though I'll soon be 55 years old, brother, I've been in the race since I was about 21 or 2 years old. Just seems like it's been just yesterday, brethren. Time is swiftly passing on. But listen, today, the day he said, come up to me, ye young, while you're in the days of thy youth, remember the Lord. Brethren, this morning, he said, remember me.
in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not nigh, or the years will come when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Brethren, the day said, before the mourners go about the stream, brethren, the day, brethren, before the silver corn is broken, or the golden bowl is broken at the fountain, you better take heed as unto that light. Prepare to live, brethren, for surely the pale horn and his riders are coming your way. What will you do with Jesus this morning when he calls, when the low still voice this means, brethren, from heaven land, right down in your heart when the nights are dark and your heart's as lonely and heavy. I'm going to tell you of a boy and of a man that's got the power to come into your heart this morning and give you peace, brother, like none other can give. Brother, he said, come to me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Brother John, for my yoke is easy and my burden's a light, and you shall find rest unto your soul, brother. Listen to them. I thought of Jesus. I was upon the earth, brother, there as he taught them in the desert, brother, and fed them with five little loaves and two little fishes, brother, about 5,000 at one time. Here's the God that I want to represent today, that he's able, brother, to feed you when you're hungry, and to clothe you and give you clothes, brother, when you're cold in this wicked world below, brother John. Listen today. The writers of old had said that I put off my coat. How shall I put it on again? Brother, I put off my shoes. Listen today. You're going to have to put off the old man, brother. Friend, if you're going to be clothed from on high, you're going to have to come to God with that broken heart and that contrite spirit, calling unto him. I'm forsaking all others, Lord. Just let the world go as they may. Brethren, I'm like these brethren, the foregone brethren here. I chose him for my part, and I cried, brother, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, brother. I don't care what man does. I don't care what man says. When it comes to me and my God, brother, I'm just going to keep pressing on. I'm going to keep looking unto the Heavenly Father, brother. My eyes is on Canaan's land. I'm like old Abraham of old that said, I seek a country, brother, who builder and maker is God. Eternal into the heavens. Brother, now I've been looking, brother, for him to come. And if he don't come today, I'll be looking for him tomorrow, Brother Larry. Brotherly son, brother, I'm like those in the book of Revelations, brother, and I cried, how long, oh Lord, how long will thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? Brother Matthew, he has said unto them, listen today, brother, white robes was given unto them, and it was said unto them, rest on for a little while until thy fellow brethren be killed as you were killed. Listen, they lost their life for the witness of Jesus Christ, brethren. Listen today, brother. I'm like Brother Roger here. I'm willing to be spent for the cause of the cross, brethren. Friends, today. And while Jesus come down, brethren, by the river and said, let us go over to the other side. Listen, friend, are you wanting to go to the other side? There's a river called Dale. Brethren, I want to go with that man when he said, come, let us go. Let's go to the other side. What road are you traveling on today? Oh, God, I followed the road of righteousness today. I'm in the path of righteousness. My God, brethren, is leading the way. He is that great high priest. He is my rock in a weary land. He is the shelter in the time of storm. When your life is torn down and the devil's torn you down with his lies, you better take heed unto this sweet light that's shining and this voice that's speaking unto you. Let us go over onto the other side, brother. And as they went upon the little ship, brethren, and as they sailed to the other side that night, here's the way it is with the old church, brethren. There was a great storm come upon the sea, and the old ship began to rock to and fro, brethren. Oh, brethren, and the brethren inside, no doubt they had a watch, brethren, and they was a watching the sea. Boys in their heart, no doubt was failing within them. We're going to perish. We're going to die. But when they had lost faith, brethren, because there was a man on the inside of that boat, and he was asleep on a pillow. He got tired on his journey, brethren. Oh, brethren, and they come down to the bow of the ship and cried, Lord, care us not that we perish. Brethren, sometime we're in this whole ship called the church, brethren, the Zion church, brethren. She is the holy nation. She is the world priesthood. And though you have temptations and trials, and on the river of life as we travel, brethren, going to the other side. Sometime I get afraid, brethren. Sometime I cry, Lord, am I going to perish, God? Lord, where you at tonight, Lord? Do you ever get lonely down inside, Brother Brian? When trouble's roaring and you're so high, you cry, Lord, the ship is a-rocking the night, Lord. Cares not, Lord, that I perish. I want you to know, he said, I care for you. I'll give my life for you. And I love you this morning. Won't you come to me? Go to the other side with me. For while I'm in the ship, brethren, I've got the power to calm the storm. And as he come to the top of the bow of the ship, brethren, and looked out over this the raging sea, brethren, and turned to the little brethren and said, oh, ye little faith, peace be still. And the calm came and the wind ceased, and the waters became calm, brethren. What manner of man is this that the wind and the sea obey him? That's the God we got in our ship today, sailing on to the sea of life, brethren. God is a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. And I'm dependent on him to take me to the other side, brethren. I'm waiting, Lord. When will you come for me, Brother Greg? I long for the day when Jesus calls, brethren, and I'll be free from all my troubles of life. And I'll be free, brother, from the wicked one that torments me on every hand. Oh, brother. brethren. Listen, the day when you got to the other side, brethren, there's going to be peace on the other side of the river of life, brethren. There, brethren, we see a land called heaven, brethren. When we get over on the other side with him, brethren, listen today. Brethren, John said, I saw that clear a river of life flowing right out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. Brethren, and wherever it flowed, everything lived. There's life in the blood. There's life in the water of life today. Are you thirsty this morning? Do you want a drink of that life giving water? He's got it for you this morning. All he wants you to do is ask, listen with all your heart, crying, Jesus, I give you my heart, soul, my mind and strength. It's all in your hands, Lord. Will you save me this morning? And if you'll beg from your heart, God is just and faithful, brethren, to forgive you. But I declare today, you're not going to get to heaven with pride, brethren. No. You're not going to get to heaven with your mind. No. It's going to be from the heart, brethren. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation is of the Lord this morning. It's not a man, brethren. I can't save you this morning. If I could save you, brethren, I'd have started with my family and my loved ones first. Why would you say that, Brother Junior? Because of nature, brethren. But here this morning, while I'm in the spirit, I love you all. I want each and every one to go to heaven. I don't want to see no one go down to the world of the lost. Come and go with me to my Father's house. There's joy, joy, joy. There's peace in the Lord this morning. Come get a drink of that water. Jesus said, when I was in the world, I was the light of the world. But I'm going away. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill. She's a shining of the day this morning. Let the light shine. Don't be ashamed of him this morning. Call on his name, brother. Listen today, brother. They ain't bred in the wilderness, and they are dead. But he said, I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven. And when a man meet her all, and never die, brother. It's an everlasting salvation, and it's of the Lord. It's of the Lord this morning. Won't you come and taste of the Lord? Sing, brother. Sing your song, brother. It's good to be in the Lord. It's be in the house of the Lord. Come and go to the other side, brother. The ship is sailing today, and she is soon poured in the glory in the fair land of heaven. She's going to link her there, and our captain's riding away, and there's no storm is going to overtake you. There's no weapon that is formed shall overcome you. Why? Because God's on the right hand. God's on the right hand. Listen, he's making intercession for you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Bless that name this morning. It is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. But in that day, if you don't confess here on this side of the grave, in the morning, every knee's going to bow. They're going to cry, Lord, I'm ready, but it's going to be too late for then. No work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. Brethren, the light is shining in the dark hearts of men. He's a calling, come today. I died for you. I want you to come and to be with me today. Oh, brethren, he wants you to come and give your life to him.
him, that he can give you life. The life that we have today is not really life. There's only one life, and it's in Jesus Christ. And he said, because I live, ye can live also. So it's an everlasting salvation. It's an everlasting life. It's eternal over him for the glory world. Come and go. And be on the other side, brother. And joy and peace and happiness forevermore. Bless the Lord today, brother. Sing, brother. Sing. Sing. Sing.
Just a little bit a while ago, I run out. But I should have said before I sat down, I told you that Jesus walked here 40 days after he came out of the tomb. And as they was walking along one day, just all at once, he began to raise right up. And have you ever, when I was a kid, we used to turn balloons up and see how long we could watch them going up. And they stood there and they gazed up until the clouds caught him out of their sight.
Yep.
And they was turned around and there was two men there. And they said, why do you men of Galilee stand and look upward? This same Jesus, not sending somebody to get you, But he's coming in like manner. Listen today. Like Brother Junior said, he don't come today, I'll look for him tomorrow.
Absolutely. The Lord's been in the house today. If you didn't feel him, there's something wrong. Something wrong, and the service is over. We just let it in. Anybody got anything you want to say?